This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Kona Edge, and we chat some running today. And a returning guest, Jacinta Wallin, joins us once again. Jacinta, welcome back onto the podcast.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Jacinta, you come from a bit of a running background. You've always loved running. You're a strong runner. And that, in the sport of triathlon, is a huge advantage. What is it about running that you love?
What is it about running? Obviously, I said that I do love swimming as well, but running is my big greatest love out of the three, I would say. I just love running. I love the feeling after it. I love the feeling during it. I find it easy, although I didn't really start running until I went to uni and piled on a few kilograms and thought I need to, like, get in shape. So I started to run to lose some weight and then got addicted to running. Before that, I kind of thought running was a bit overrated.
Unless someone was chasing you, then you wouldn't need to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Cinder, talk to me about just learning to love running, because I mean, we've spoken about learning to love swimming, but for a lot of people the run's really hard and it's a slog. Is it something that you can learn to love? If it's hard now, does it get easier?
Oh, it definitely gets easier. And I always say to, like, some of my friends that, you know, aren't athletic or wanting to get athletic, say, you know, I really want to enjoy running. And I say, you've just got to build it up slowly. Like, go out for a walk and walk a K, run a K, walk a K, run a K, you know, and then build it up from there. Then you'd be, you know, running 2Ks at a time and walk a K, and then and 3Ks and, you know, what have you. And it's not for everyone, and it's probably, you know, you're either going to end up liking it or not. I think weight plays a big part in running. Like, the lighter you are, I don't know, I just find it's definitely easier to run. So if you're carrying any weight at any point in time, running's definitely harder to do and do well.
Yeah. Over the years, do you think there's been one or two things that you've done on the run that's really improved the way you run and your triathlon performance as a whole?
Definitely, like, interval running. Yeah, that definitely helped, especially with the half Ironman racing. You know, a lot of fartlek sessions and intervals has definitely paid dividends. I mean, the long runs you just do because you need, you know, the endurance. I love doing the long runs, but the intervals, they're obviously harder, and they definitely play a big part of, you know, improving your performance for sure.
Sorry, I've got a bit of a dry throat.
That's you.
Just to talk to me a little bit about injuries, and you're struggling with a bit of a knee at the moment. Kona last year wasn't great because of the knee injury. I think that's probably runners' biggest fears is picking up a niggle that prevents them from running as well as they want to. What are you dealing with right now? What's the struggle and what are you trying to fix?
Oh, I've got this worst knee injury. It's patellofemoral, but I just have done so much Pilates and rehab, and I just don't seem to be able to you know, run more than sort of 5, 10 Ks, which is really frustrating. I did do a big race 2 weeks ago, this Run Swim Australia, which was 18 Ks of running and swimming, around the beaches and trails of Sydney. And it was about 18.5 kilometers. So that probably did it no good at all. But, I have got, severe cartilage damage in my knees now. So I think maybe my running days are numbered. I'm hoping not, but
Is it just general wear and tear from running over the years, or is it something more specific?
No, I've done so much running. There was years there I would run like 80, 100 Ks a week, every week. Like, I've done heaps of running. So I just think it's just wear and tear, just the volume. It's always going to catch up with me at some point.
I was going to say, if you could go back and change that, would you, or are you pretty happy with what you've done?
Well, I enjoyed it at the time. Probably didn't need to do those 100 K week on week, but I think you can still run as fast with less volume. And that's the same with all of the disciplines, though. I think people get caught up in that volume is more.
Yep.
The quality. Yeah.
What's the secret to running well off the bike?
You know what? I don't even know the key to that, but I've always been able to run off the bike nearly as fast as I would if I just rocked up to a straight running race. And I don't know what that is. I don't know that. I think you definitely have to get your nutrition right on the bike. And I just love that feeling of getting off the bike and having sort of a bit of dull legs and just going for it. Just chasing him down. I don't know. I just, like, the adrenaline of it. I don't know. I don't know what the key is, but I've always just been able to run off the bike quite well. I've hardly ever, as they call it, blow up.
Yep. Brilliant. Well, Jacinta, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your nutrition, but we'll stay there for next time.
Okay. Thank you.
If you've enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.